The Mom Hour is brought to you by the Essential Calendar. Sarah, this is our favorite calendar for busy moms because its beautiful and simple design shows around 3 months at a time.
Yeah, and with summer fast approaching, now is a great time to get the Essential Calendar and see what I've been raving about all these years. Get 10% off your order at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour. That's 10% off at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I'm Sarah Powers, and I have Megan Francis here with me. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. What's up?
Not much. So, well, lots is up. We're going to talk about it. But this is one of our special More Than Mom episodes, which if you're a regular listener, you have started to hear a few times a month on Sundays, where we talk about totally not mom stuff, not parenting.
And we keep it casual. Siri just tried to tell me a joke. I don't know if you heard that.
I didn't.
That little blink in the background. But she must have heard me say something and thought I asked her to tell me a joke. And she started, I don't know, technology sometimes, right?
That's the perfect thing. A perfect example of something that we'd like stop and start over and edit out.
I know in a regular episode, but we just keep rolling.
Yeah. So we're just a little more cash. And a little bit shorter episode for you. And today we're talking about travel. So I'm super excited.
Yes,
so when we started doing these, I said, Megan, you have to be the one in charge for these because I got too many outlines to do. You got to take this over. And then, of course, for this one, I was like, actually, can I be in charge today?
And I don't mind you being in charge at all because my life right now is a little bit crazy. So, yes, yeah, please.
You're about
tell
to
me
move.
What to do. I'm about to move. Yeah.
You are about to move. And I am traveling. I am recording this. I'm afraid to say this for getting haters for my luxurious vacation, but I'm in Maui right now.
It's all right.
Yeah, we'll get into
that. It's snowing here, by the way.
I'm sorry. I've been very careful this week not to send you to
You haven't said anything to me, which I always feel guilty like I made you feel guilty, but it's all right.
You're like, don't tease me with Maui pictures.
Exactly.
I'm not in an emotional space for it.
Sarah, we both know this time of year can be crazy. So this is a great time to get ahead with no prep, no mess meals from our sponsor, Factor. I love how these meals are ready to eat and delivered right to your door. I mean, you can't beat that convenience, but most importantly, they're seriously delicious.
Yeah, Megan, I agree. Our whole family was impressed with the quality and flavor of Factor meals we tried. And it turned out to be a great option for my teenagers when they got home late from a theater practice or came home from school super hungry. There's zero prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Factor meals just need to be heated for about 2 minutes and they're ready to go.
Yeah, and for any listeners with wellness goals this month, Factor has 6 menu preferences to support your lifestyle, whether you're trying to boost your protein, avoiding meat, or simply focusing on well-balanced meals. And you can pause or reschedule deliveries to fit your lifestyle.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. Head to factormeals.com/momhour50 and use code momhour50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code MOMHOUR50 at factormeals.com/MOMHOUR50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
We are welcoming back Vionic as a sponsor today. And Sarah, I will be honest. I was sorting through my warmer weather wardrobe the other day and it could seriously use a refresh. But you know what's good to go? My shoes. I've got a great selection to choose from thanks to the Vionic Vitals collection. And lately, the pair I keep putting on again and again is the Uptown Loafer. I have 2 pairs, one in sand suede and the other in camel leather. But please don't make me pick a favorite.
Oh, I won't. I'll let you keep both. That's so funny, Megan, because I was a little jealous of your Uptown Loafers. I was the last one on our team to get a pair, but I just did. I also got mine in the sand suede, and I think I've worn them like 4 times this week. They really finish off a cute spring outfit. The Vionic Vitals collection has the best essential styles for everyday wear to get you ready for spring. And no matter what shoes you choose, you'll be on the go in comfort because every single pair of Vionic shoes delivers their trademark VioMotion technology for a difference you can feel. Vionic sandals, sneakers, and flats all offer incredible support, stability, and cushioning, and every pair comes with a 30-day risk-free trial, so it's easy to try them out.
Use code THEMOMHOUR15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. That's a one-time use only. Vionic shoes, wearable well-being for your feet.
All right. You ready to talk travel?
I am ready because okay. I need to travel. I need to get away from this place for a while.
Yes. So I have kind of like lightning round questions, like stuff that I think it'd be fun to just answer kind of quick. And then, of course, that'll lead us to tangents. But most of my questions are like just quickies to kind of get the feel for like what kind of traveler you are. And I was thinking it's funny because since you and I live 2,000 miles apart, we are often traveling when we see each other, either to a conference or one of us has traveled. So I kind of feel like I know you as a traveler, but not necessarily like how you are on a full vacation because we're usually working. But okay, so my first question is, where do you like to sit on an airplane? Like if you could pick your seat.
Oh, boy. So this is one of those things where I don't have a crazy preference. I like as much legroom as possible. So when bulkhead seats are available, I like to take them. But I don't like to be not able to get at my stuff either. So it's always like the catch 22 because you have to put all your stuff in the overhead bin. And there have been times before when there's been so much turbulence, I haven't been able to ever get anything out. So if it's a flight where I'm just going to be kind of, you know, playing on my phone and chilling, then I'll try to get a bulkhead seat. But otherwise, I tend to go toward the middle, and I don't know why. I like to be kind of equally close to both bathrooms.
Okay.
And I don't like to be...
What about window or aisle?
If I'm traveling with people I know, I like the window.
Okay.
If I'm traveling solo, I like the aisle. Because I don't like to climb over people to go to the bathroom. Unless it's like a super short flight.
Right.
Then I like window. But if I'm with people I know, I don't care if I have to climb over them. But like if I'm flying all the way to California, I feel like I will have to get up at least three times during that flight. Even if I don't really have to, I'll start to panic like I will. And I don't want to have to interact with the people next to me typically very much. So I'm very like hermit on a plane.
Yeah, I'm hermit too, but I like the window. I always have. Yeah. I used to have some pretty significant flying anxiety. It's weird. I didn't when
Me
I was
too.
A kid. And then it kind of spiked when I was, I remember exactly how old I was because it was like, I was 18 or 19. I was in college and I had never been afraid of flying. And by that time I went to college, you know, a long flight away from my home. And I don't remember it at the very beginning. I remember it like maybe sophomore year of college. And then it kind of, after I had kids, it kind of subsided because flying with kids, you have so much to think about.
There's no time to
be
nervous.
There's no time to be afraid. Yeah. But I still contend toward nervous flying depending on the situation. And looking out the window helps me. For some people, they don't want to look out the window, but so I would almost always choose window. And I don't usually have to get up to pee more than once. I'm kind of like, I can hold it and I'm not, that doesn't bother me to ask people once to stand up. If I was going to get up a lot, then I would totally, you know, see what you're saying. But. So I like window. And I don't really care front or back of the plane. I would prefer not a bulkhead, probably. I like to have all my stuff there. If I am at the window, then there's no hope of getting up to the overhead. So I like to have everything with me. Just like pack it all in.
So what's interesting is I like to look out the window as I'm taking off, but not as I'm landing. I don't like to see the ground approaching so quickly. Like I just get really nervous about what it's going to feel like when we hit the ground.
Yeah,
so.
I can relate to that. I'm just so happy it's almost over by that point. Okay, totally different question, different topic.
Okay.
What is your favorite snack for a long road trip?
Ooh. Oh, that's tough. Okay, this changes depending on like what my eating habits are like.
Right.
Right now, almonds are kind of the snack of my life. I have to say I'm eating so many almonds. And I like to have something a little sweet. So I'll probably pack a Kind bar. Like I really like to have something with a little tiny,
look at you,
like
crunch
of chocolate.
Longtime sponsors.
I know. Slipped that in there, but they didn't pay me to say that. That's like the perfect amount of like sweet for me on a plane trip. Cause I do find that I like want to indulge myself a little bit, but I don't know that I have I think it's always a little bit different. And honestly, I often don't snack at all. Like, unless if the flight is super long, I probably wouldn't even bother. And I always reject the snacks they offer. I never take the snacks offered on a flight.
Oh, on a plane?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, so for road trips, I like a good bag of like Doritos or Chex Mix, like something that I would never buy in real life. It's not a good snacking choice, but I just like that feeling of going into a convenience store when you're going to be in the car for a while.
Oh, right. We're talking road trips here. So yeah, that's a little bit different. But I used to snack a lot in the car and I would do things like Hostess cupcakes and stuff like that. And then I would feel really sick.
Real gross after road trip snacks. But
and I just kind of stopped, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have a go-to website that you use to book travel right now?
If I was going to be booking flights,
is what I was thinking.
I fly almost exclusively Southwest.
Okay.
So you have to book that
Yep.
Like right through Southwest. If I was booking hotel. I usually go through Priceline. I've had really good luck Priceline, getting good deals on hotels through Priceline. And I've kind of learned the system and how to figure out kind of where you are and like what kind of hotel you can expect if it's one of those, not name your own price, but like if it's one of those where they like have the express deal and you just pick, you know, you're getting like a 3-star hotel and it has X, Y, and Z and it's, you know, this dollar amount. I kind of have gotten to where I almost can guess which hotel it is.
Interesting.
If I look at the list and see what the prices are on the other ones, I can kind of guess which one they're trying to.
I have no Priceline experience.
What do you use?
So I used to use Orbitz for a long time and then I switched to Expedia, especially if I'm doing a flight hotel combo. At least that's where I would start to look. And then I might pop out from there and look directly at the airlines or at the hotel. I don't really have a go-to just hotel booking. I know Brian has one that he uses to do last minute. Is that Priceline or is that something else? He has one that he'll use where like if you know you can wait till the day of, then it's super cheap. Like you
I know that I don't know that that's well. So Priceline has something called an express deal. And I think that kind of is a thing. Like you get a really good deal. And I typically use Priceline day of. Like I would typically be like, hey, I'm coming into town. I'm going to try this or that. You get better deals. But I know Kayak is one that people use a lot. Kayak, for flights.
I feel like this is one of those areas where like I stopped paying attention to what the latest deal apps and websites were like 10 years ago. So it would be like the Maps equivalent of still using MapQuest. Like I don't think I'm like doing it right, but whatever.
Well, I want to say, I think it was Kayak. I used once and I could be wrong, so I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I think it was Kayak. I used once and I didn't uncheck a box that says something like check our partner sites.
Okay.
And suddenly like windows were popping up all over my computer because what it was doing was checking Expedia and checking all of them at the same time. And so I was like completely flooded with deals. And then I was a little bit afraid. And so now I've just stick with the tried and true. I just once I use something and it works, I tend to not stray away from it.
Yeah. No. And I'm the same. And I guess I haven't had it totally depends on the type of travel that you're usually booking.
Right.
I will throw a shout out to the VRBO, both the website and the mobile app. If you are shopping for VRBO type, accommodations, just like the apps are so easy to use. Like I've had really good luck even just searching around on mobile. It's just come so far in that kind of stuff. So I love those.
And you know me, travel is the kind of thing I would never search on my phone. Ever.
I know you don't like mobile.
I don't like mobile for like stuff like that. I feel like I want to have like a keyboard at my fingertips. Yeah. I want to be able to open multiple windows and look at stuff. And I just find the apps make me feel too closed in. So I
would
don't
agree
use
with
that,
except that sometimes it's fun if you're killing time somewhere just to look and see what's available, either flights or VRBOs or whatever. And then I can always go on my computer. I still would prefer a computer. But OK, so moving on. So let's say you're on a trip for any reason. If all other things being equaled, would you prefer to rent a car or do like Uber and public transport to get around?
I would almost always pick Uber or public transport.
OK.
Almost always, except if I'm in a place where I guess that's the all things being equal.
Right.
If it's going to cost a lot more or that's going to really restrict my movement, I would rather rent. But I don't like the process of renting a car.
No, it's so
I don't
annoying.
Like the drop off. I don't actually like driving when I'm on vacation.
Right.
I'd rather someone else drives me around. So
I totally agree. And I think I would answer the same. And again, it depends because sometimes it's much more convenient to have your own car. But the process of renting a car is like, we were just talking about this on this Hawaii trip with my family. It's like somebody needs to reinvent that, like just blow it up. And,
yes,
and maybe with technology, it will. But oh my gosh, when I came to see you for your 40th in Chicago, I went to Midway and I want to say I stood in that rental car line and I had a reservation. I stood in that line for like an hour and a half. And
then
that doesn't
so
even
silly.
Count the like, now you got to go find your car, exit the, I mean, it adds, that is hands down my least favorite part of any trip is from getting your luggage to getting the car. I feel like it's 2 hours. It's terrible.
And also, this is so dumb, but like you don't recognize the car when you come out of like when it's in a parking lot and you come out of wherever you've been. You have no idea which car is yours. I feel like I don't understand how to drive the car. It takes me a while to learn that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's not programmed with my radio station. It's not anything like the comfort of being in your own car.
Yeah.
So not my fave.
Okay. I have two quick questions about packing.
Okay.
Which is harder for you or more annoying, onerous, packing or unpacking?
Unpacking, hands down.
Yeah.
The trip is over. It's a bummer.
Yeah. I really don't like packing, though. You would think with how organized and detailed I am, the packing would be good, like a good skill for me. But I get, I put it off. I procrastinate. I overthink. And then I get mad at myself for doing all of the above. So I'm not a good, I've gotten better, especially when it's family vacations where I have to pack the kids.
Yeah.
I've gotten better about not waiting to the last minute, but it's not, I really don't like either one.
Yeah. I think packing is fun, but I know I'm terrible at it because I tend to pack like everything and then I try to edit and the edit is bad.
And the edit is like taking out the most essential edit. Things.
Exactly. And then later I'm like, why on earth did I leave this and, you know, take that out? So,
Yeah. Okay. So when you are in a hotel, do you unpack everything and put it in drawers?
If I'm going to be more than like two or three nights, yes.
Yes, me
Otherwise,
too.
Otherwise, no.
And you know what else I do? I realized in this, we're staying at a Westin. Sorry, I was going to say Marriott. We're staying at a Westin, and they're like little studios. It's like a timeshare hotel. So it's the type where you can like have a timeshare, but we don't have a timeshare. And so they're nice little studios or little apartment style hotel rooms. And one thing I realized that I do almost every time if I'm going to be longer than a couple nights is take everything that's like out on all the surfaces that I know I won't be needing, like the magazines they put out and like the coffee table book or like the remote controls I know we won't be. And I just do a full sweep and put it all in a drawer. And there's something about like if you're going to be in a hotel for 4 or 5 days, like having that space kind of feel like it's yours. And
yeah,
I like a quick way to do that is just remove everything. And like most nice hotels will have like on each table, there's like a little brochure or this or that. And it just kind of adds clutter. And so, you know,
agreed.
I don't throw That's it cool. away. I just would put it in one drawer and then housekeeping can return it to its rightful place. It's also less likely that my kids would just wreck it while we're
That's
here,
what I was so. Actually thinking. That's really, that's a good idea of when you have kids that you're traveling with too. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite activity on an airplane when you don't have Wi-Fi?
Ooh. First of all, I spend a half hour grumpy that I don't have Wi-Fi.
I literally just moved my mic like away because that made me LOL.
If I don't have Wi-Fi, and we talked about this, like I'll often try to find something work related that you can't do if you do have Wi-Fi because you get too distracted with the Wi-Fi.
Yes, so like I agree.
Things I never do, like organizing files and stuff like that. I like to write. I like to read. I read the I always read the in-flights. I'll try to bring a book or a magazine. Often that is like the most concentrated reading time I'll have in a long time. I always listen to music and sometimes that's all I do. Sometimes I just listen to music and zone out.
Yeah.
I try like interesting napping positions. You know, that's a challenge on a plane, but I'll try to contort my body into some kind of a nap situation. Then I wake up and I'm drooling everywhere. So I kind of shake, you know, I keep it versatile, but I do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
What I don't do is talk to the person next to me almost ever.
No, me neither. So one thing I like to do is go through the photos on my phone and get rid of all the weird screenshots. So cleaning up and even cleaning up like the apps on my phone, which I did on this Hawaii flight. And it was so satisfying. I like organized the home screen on my phone. Or like you said, like organizing files on my computer, anything work related that doesn't require Wi-Fi. I do try and download a few podcasts before takeoff. So if I remember to do that, although I've definitely been like left that to the last minute and like seen them downloading and like not getting all the way. And then I know I can't listen to them. So got to do that ahead of time. So do you listen to music that's physically on your phone?
Yeah, I have a couple Spotify playlists that are always downloaded.
Yeah,
because I want to be able to listen wherever I am to those.
Right.
So,
Yeah, that is smart. Okay, next question, switching gears. So now we're going into like hypotheticals, like if money were no object and, you know, do you prefer a beach or a big city vacation if you could have your preference and do it upright?
You know how I feel about having to choose.
Okay. Well,
this is very unfair.
I know. So you don't have to. You can answer that however you want.
Both. I love big cities. I love exploring a new big city. That takes a very slight preference for me only because I live like on a nice beach.
Yes.
I don't really need to. Like the one experience I can't have here in my beach is kind of like the sitting at the beach under an umbrella with someone bringing me drinks. Like that can't happen on my Lake Michigan beach that I live right near. But other than that, I have a really nice beach experience like in my own town. So big city would be my preference. But again, there may be a big city with a beach.
Yeah. So big city is for sure my preference. But my caveat is if I'm doing big city travel, I really need to have wherever I'm staying, it doesn't have to be 5-star, but it needs to be a little bit of a retreat where I can take breaks because I am like, I do get kind of sensory overwhelm. I do get kind of grumpy if I'm too much go, go, go. So I need to be able to build in rest, relaxation, and just breaks from big city. But I'm by far big city. In fact, I'm not a very good beach vacation person, she says it from Maui.
Well, I just think there's a time and a place for it. There, yeah. Like, I could do a beach for like a day, but yes. I wouldn't be great at just hanging out on a beach for five or six or seven days. I feel like I'd get really bored.
There are people who really do love that.
And they tend to get in the water, though.
Well, and I don't like the sun on me ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly searching for shade. I don't mind warmth if I don't have to do anything. But like,
right.
I mean, having been on this vacation, I mean, we've had lots of opportunities to sit by the pool or beach. And I feel like we spend most of the time like schlepping the stuff to the pool or the beach,
right.
And like,
yes.
Getting set up. And then we sit there
that,
for
45 that is a
minutes
big thing.
And then someone's hungry. And it's not even, I'm not even blaming my kids really, because even with adults, it's like, you got to plan, you know, where you're going to go and what you're going to bring. And anyway, I guess if you could truly pull off 3 or 4 days where, like you said, someone brought you food and drinks, you had a nice umbrella and you could just be there. But man, that feels hard to do.
It is, especially with kids. I will blame it on your kids for
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Going to the beach with kids is the pits.
We've spent more
it
pool
is not
time,
relaxing.
More pool time than beach time on this vacation. And I think I posted this on Instagram, but we are at the stage where we just can sit on the side and all three of our kids can swim.
Yeah.
And it's glorious. Like
pools, yes. Pool. I almost prefer pools to beaches anyway.
I think
for
I
that
do
very
too.
Reason.
Yeah, I do.
You
too.
Can see everybody at once. There's not sand everywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I do too. And we have access to the beach here, but it's been more like, let's walk down there and play in the surf for a little bit, and
right.
Then you know, go back to the pool. So, okay. Where would you love to go someday if you could?
Ooh.
It's totally wide open.
Oh boy, that's tough.
Or it could be five places.
You go first. I need to think on this one. Because my first initial response is everywhere. Though,
yeah.
So.
I don't think I want to go everywhere. I really don't. This is going to sound terrible, but I don't want to go anywhere where I have to do like one of those like 24-hour plane trips. Like, I'm really sorry, Australia. Like when they like it's nothing against Australia and New Zealand or, you know, Fiji. But like once they come up with ways to get there that don't involve being on an airplane for like 16 hours, I just that doesn't sound good to me. So I'd have to really be convinced hard. I'm just going to go with more big cities. I have been to some parts of Europe, although it's been a long time. But I have not been to Spain or Portugal. I haven't spent a lot of time in Eastern Europe. So I would just say more big cities that I haven't been to. That's probably just knock some off the list.
That's fair. And I agree about the long flight. I would totally not turn down a trip to any place that was that far away.
Megan,
does anyone want me to come visit them in Australia?
We have a lot of Australian listeners. I know
actually.
We have a lot, and I'm not trying to offend you. It's not you. It's the airplane ride. That
well, they might have no desire to come see us either. So
she's like, I don't
it goes both
see
ways, right?
Either.
but I think just because I haven't been to Europe and it's so concentrated and you can do so much, I think that would be probably my.
And the food
pick.
Is so good. You and I are the same when it comes to like food and wine and like just enjoying those
indulging
things.
Indulging in the sensory pleasures. Yeah. So I think for me, I've heard amazing things about Portugal.
Uh-huh.
So that would be high up on my list. But of course, I mean, you know, France, Italy, Spain, all of those places. Yes. Yeah. All. Yes to all.
All the things.
I check the yes box.
Yeah. Yep. And in all
I also think it would be cool to finish the thought. I also think it'd be cool to go to some really rustic areas. As much as I love big cities, I love how nature is different in different places. And so that appeals to me as well.
We are welcoming back Ritual as a sponsor today. Megan, we both try to make healthy choices, but you know, sometimes it's tricky to sort through fact and fiction when it comes to supplements and vitamins to figure out just what they're doing for us. That's why I'm glad Ritual keeps studying their products and sharing the results, especially as it relates to women, since women are the focus of all Ritual's products, including the Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin.
And the results are super reassuring. Just as an example, Ritual conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, and it was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin is made with high-quality and traceable key nutrients in clean, bioavailable forms with 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day. Plus, they are leading the industry when it comes to sustainability. They use lower carbon packaging and prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients. That kind of thoughtfulness really matters to me.
No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/themomhour. Start Ritual or add the Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/themomhour for 25% off.
Sarah, we're welcoming our sponsor, Element. That's spelled L-M-N-T, a zero-sugar electrolyte drink that leans on current science about what our bodies really need in order to deliver the most effective hydration possible. You know, Sarah, Eric is really into keeping up with health research, and he's been insisting to me for years that we actually need more salt to stay hydrated. Turns out Element agrees because they've developed their product based on a growing body of research that shows that for optimal health outcomes, we actually need to be taking in sodium levels at 2 to 3 times government recommendations. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it really is, Megan. And, you know, electrolyte deficiency or imbalances can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness. I know I can feel really rotten when I'm dehydrated. And also, I don't love the taste of plain water, so I'm not that great about drinking it. Element makes a huge difference in how much I'm enjoying my hydration and in how I feel, and it's super easy to fit it into my daily routine. My favorite flavor of Element is the grapefruit, but if that's not for you, we're going to get you set up with a variety pack so you can find your favorite Element flavor. Plus, Element has a no questions asked refund policy. You don't even have to send the product back to get your refund.
Yeah, you can receive a free Element sample pack containing 1 packet of 8 flavors. So you'll get 8 total packets free with any order when you purchase through our custom URL. That's drinkelement.com/momhour, DRINKLMNT/momhour. This offer is available exclusively through our partnership, and it's available for both new and returning customers. To get that offer, again, go to drinkelement.com/momhour.
Well, I love Scotland and Ireland for that reason. It's not the best weather, but just like the very remote and rustic, a lot of it, but then quaint towns and villages and a few big cities thrown in. And
the prices to fly there are not too bad. I've actually, Owen and I have been researching flying to Ireland. Yeah. It's relatively close, I think.
For you.
Yeah, for me. Not for you.
Yeah, because when I was in my junior year of college, I studied abroad in London, and I used to do the Chicago-London flight. And then if I'd go home, I had to do London-LAX. And it's like just where you are in the United States makes you so much closer to Europe, to Western Europe than.
So why am I not there right now?
So go hop on one of those. Okay, so last two questions, and they're like flip sides of each other. So what about traveling with you, Megan, makes other people say like, oh my gosh, thank goodness Megan is here? Like, what's the best thing for other people about having you on a trip?
Oh boy. Okay. I think, so people might be surprised to hear this because I do have a reputation on this show for being like type B or C or whatever and laid back about everything and not a planner. But I will say I'm a pretty good planner.
You're
when it
a really
comes
good
travel.
Planner. No, I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I think I just think about the right things to think about, and I don't overthink things. So I'm thoughtful about details when it comes to traveling, like what would make people comfortable. And I think that comes through. And also, I think I'm just fun to travel with and easy going. Like, I don't get upset if things don't work out. I don't, like, if the plans change, I'm like, okay, cool. So, like, I plan to an extent and then leave a lot of room for things to change as I know that they will. So probably, would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. And and yeah, I mean, you exude fun. So that's a fun person to have around. But I agree. I think you're good at prioritizing like what's going to make this the most fun. And you you may not be like a super details person, but you're able to hone in on like, what are the details that matter for this trip? Like, what do I want? Yeah. And
the 80-20 rule.
And you have 5 kids. So like, you can't have 5 kids and not get to be some kind of a planner or a detail person. So even though, yes, that's your reputation, I would totally agree. Okay, so I'll do mine.
Yes, please do.
I don't know. Okay, what about traveling with me makes others say, thank goodness Sarah's here. Yeah, I would say that I do, unlike you, I mean, the flip side is I do try to think of everything. So I don't tend to... like in terms of packing, like I am really, if you're traveling with me, you will rarely have to be like, oh, let's stop at Target because we forgot to bring this or we forgot. Or if you do stop at Target, it will be because I decided that that would be the best way to get swim goggles or whatever. Yeah. So I am good at thinking things through. I'm really good at calling ahead and like getting the lay of the land on things like, okay, what time does that museum open? What is the subway stop that's nearby? Like, I'm really good at doing reconnaissance to make sure we have all the information to then make snap decisions. So I'm good. I guess that's the research part of it. And I don't mind taking charge in that regard. Something that might surprise people is I don't mind not being the one in charge on vacation. I feel like for me, it's all or nothing. Like if you're going to put me in charge of where we're going today and what we're doing, I'm going to take it pretty seriously and do all the details. But I really don't mind taking a break from that role either and having somebody else lead the way. So,
well, I feel like when I've traveled with you, and I agree with everything you just said, I think you let me relax and take maybe my more natural role of not thinking about all the details because you just do it. Uh-huh. And most of the places you and I have traveled together, you have experience with.
Yes.
So it's true. In California, Denver, and Arizona, Phoenix area. And you have some experience with all three of those places. So I feel like you've been naturally sort of, I don't know, you've been naturally able to kind of take over and help with that stuff. And then, you know, the one time you came here, there's like, it's like a stoplight town. So just get here. I had to tell you.
I let you lead me through.
I do really appreciate how you think about things like when places will be open. So there aren't misfires when I travel with you.
Like,
you know, it wouldn't bother me too much if there were, but it's nice to know that they won't happen anyway.
Right. Okay. So the flip side of this question is, what about traveling with Megan makes others say like, oh God, Megan's here. I mean, what would other people, if you were on a vacation with people for a week, you know how by the end everyone's annoyed with each other? What would be the things about you that would drive others a little nuts? Just a little.
Yeah, no, though. Okay, so two things I can think of. When I get frazzled, I always have some, even when I'm not frazzled, but especially when I'm frazzled, I have mishaps. Lots of mishaps. So like, for example, last year, Clara and I traveled together and I don't even remember why this happened, but I somehow left her coat in security.
Oh, I remember that. You guys were coming. You were coming back from visiting me.
Yes. And I had to go. Yeah. It was late. And I mean, just like that was just one thing. But then it kind of like snowballed then. So I left her coat in security. We didn't figure it out till we were almost getting on the plane. We had to run back and get it. And then when I did that, I like forgot to pay my bill at the restaurant. I mean, it was just like it was cascading problems. And I feel like once I'm on that trajectory, like everything is just exploding around me. And it's not always when I'm frazzled. Sometimes it's just when I'm relaxed and not paying attention. Yeah. But I'm like the person who will drop something. I'm the person who will forget something. Like that is, I'll have like awkward bags that keep bumping into people. I don't know. Like that's me. I tend to be like a little bit of like Pigpen from Peanuts.
Right.
Like there's just like a big cloud of dust around me.
Right.
And then I think it's probably possible that I get punchy and chatty when other people are starting to wind down and want silence. I think that was bigger thing when I was younger.
Okay.
I think I used to annoy the heck out of people because I would just talk.
Right.
I think I'm better able to read the room now. Or maybe I'm just more tired.
I've never been annoyed with you while traveling.
So. I've never been annoyed with you. So I'm really curious to hear what you're going to say.
Oh, well, I feel like mine is not surprising. Mine is the flip side of me being good at planning and details is I am less flexible than you when things go wrong. And I can have a really bad attitude because the way my brain works is I have researched everything and I have thought about every possible outcome. So when it starts to rain on the day we're supposed to go snorkeling or when we get somewhere and it's not open, even though I called ahead to see if it would be, like those are the types of things. And it's more of an attitude thing with me. It can make me really grumpy for like you said, you're so good at letting it roll off your back and like being like, all right, well, let's do this. And I feel like, well, the example from this trip is Brian got terrible food poisoning two nights ago. Terrible.
Oh, no.
Like the kind where it was all night and it was just the food. Like no one else got sick, but it was a kind where it kind of wrecked like most of the next day for him. And then we didn't do the things we were going to do. And like, I was super grumpy about it, which is not fair. Like it's food poisoning. Literally, you cannot predict that nor control it. Can't make him feel bad. And I was pretty, I think mine is that I can get grumpy if I'm overstressed or overtired. And in particular, when things don't go as planned. And that's like, obviously I've gotten better about it as I've gotten older and I have at least one child who is the same way. So anytime you're having to help a child through that, you kind of have to look in the mirror. So I think I'm pretty good at managing it, but it's not like
it's
throw giant tantrums. It's just that it can make me grumpy and the grumpiness can be hard to shake.
I think that I've sensed before with you, like discomfort if you don't think we're going to make a place on time or like, but I've never felt like you were grumpy. And maybe it's just because nothing's gone that wrong.
Right. And when we're together, the stakes are pretty, we're going to have fun no matter what.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, oh, I think Sarah's getting a little tense. Let's just move this along and then it's all fine. But but I've never been like up, you know, throwing up all night. Yeah.
And I think I would probably be really, it would be hard for people to travel with me if the whole point of the vacation was to like be spontaneous and go with the flow. Right. I mean, I probably wouldn't sign up for that vacation, but if that was built into travel, like we're just going to fly by the seat of our pants, I would probably not. I would have to work hard to be a fun travel companion on a trip like
that. Interesting. I'll keep that in mind if I ever plan a surprise trip for us.
Yes. Like one of those road trips where you don't know where you're going
to
stay.
It'll be a surprise trip for us, but like I'll actually have to tell you about it so you can start planning.
It'll be a surprise trip where you hand me the itinerary for the next 4 hours on the 4 hour interval.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're going to wrap up. This was super fun. You know what I thought we would remind people is if you guys are on Voxer, the Mom Hour has a Voxer account, and I feel like this is one of those episodes where I would love to hear people, because I know people are sitting in their cars or their homes being like, oh my gosh, that's how I am when I travel or whatever. So don't, if you're not on Voxer, don't worry about it, guys, because it's a whole new app to learn. But if you are, you should totally look up the Mom Hour, because we have our own Voxer account, and just Vox us. Tell us your feedback and where you want to go on your next trip and what kind of traveler you are.
So. Agreed.
All right. Well, I am literally going to go snorkeling right now.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Super laid back about it.
I'm going to go to work in the snow.
Oh God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I don't blame you too much.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, if we talked about anything of value, it'll be at themomhour.com. That's where you'll find all the info for FabFitFun, which is our sponsor. And we will be back with you guys on Tuesday with a regular episode.
See you then.
All right.
Hey everyone, Megan here. Sarah and I would absolutely love it if you would hit pause right now, like right where you're listening, and leave the Mom Hour a rating and review. If our show has helped you feel a little more confident as a mom or a little less alone, this is one of the biggest ways you can thank us, and it really only takes about 30 seconds. If you're listening to Apple Podcasts, you can navigate to the Mom Hour's show listing. So when you're in the episode you're listening to right now, click where it says the Mom Hour just above the play button, and then scroll all the way to the bottom and you will see the ratings and reviews. We would love if you would leave us one as well. Thank you so much for listening.
The Mom Hour is brought to you by partners like Chatbooks. Chatbooks makes it beyond easy to create beautiful photo books by importing your digital photos from anywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Google Photos, or directly from your phone. The books come in a variety of sizes with beautiful cover options and binding styles to choose from. And they start at just $15. Plus, we have a great deal just for our listeners. Use code THEMOMHOUR20 to save 20% off your purchase. Just download the Chatbooks app and use code THEMOMHOUR20 to save 20%.